Hi, this is AJ. Welcome to the mini story for lesson number 8, identity. You feel good? You're standing tall, good posture, deep breathing, moving your body, big smile. Are you ready? I thought so. Good, let's go. There was a really cool guy named Ken. But what did Ken have? Ken had a problem. You know, everybody has problems, it seems, and it's true. Everybody has a problem. Ken had a problem. Ken's problem was he didn't like his job. Ken was a bored accountant. Was Ken a happy accountant? No, he was a bored accountant. How did Ken feel? Well, he felt bored. Ken was a bored accountant. What was he? A bored accountant. Ken was a bored accountant. Was he a bored salesman? Not a salesman. He was a bored accountant. He wanted a new identity. Did Ken want to be a bored accountant? No, he didn't. He did not want to be a bored accountant. He wanted a new identity. Did he want a new job? Yes, he wanted a new job. Did he want to feel differently about himself? Yes, he wanted to feel differently about himself. He wanted a new job. He wanted his whole life to be different. He wanted a new identity. Who wanted a new identity? Ken. Ken wanted a new identity. Did he want an old identity or a new identity? A new one. He wanted a new identity. Unfortunately, he had some negative global beliefs. He was an accountant and he thought, well, I'm an accountant, so I'm boring and I'm weak. What were his negative limiting global beliefs? Number one, I'm boring. Number two, I'm weak. So he had two limiting global beliefs, identity beliefs about himself. Who had two negative global beliefs about himself? Ken. Ken had two negative global beliefs about himself. What were they? Well, they were, I'm boring, and I'm weak. These were his negative global beliefs. Still, he decided to change his job, so he quit his accountant job. And he became a taxi driver. What did he become? He became a taxi driver. What kind of job did he get? Taxi driving job. He became a taxi driver. Did he become a bus driver or a taxi driver? A taxi driver. Why? Why did he become a taxi driver? He thought it would be exciting. What did he think about driving a taxi? He thought it would be exciting. Who thought it would be exciting? Ken. Ken thought it would be exciting. He thought what would be exciting? Driving a taxi. He thought driving a taxi would be exciting. Was it exciting? No, it wasn't exciting. It was boring. How was taxi driving? It was boring. Taxi driving was boring. Was it a boring job or an exciting job? It was a boring job. Taxi driving was a boring job for Ken. Why was it boring? Well, because every day customers complained to him. Who complained to him? Customers. Customers complained to him every day. What did they do? Complained. They complained to him every day. Who did the customers complain to? They complained to Ken every day. Was this exciting for Ken? No, it wasn't exciting for Ken. It was boring for Ken. He was bored. He felt bored. Did he feel bored as a taxi driver? Yes, he felt bored as a taxi driver. Did he feel bored as an accountant? Yes, he felt bored as an accountant, and then he felt bored as a taxi driver. How did he feel in his two jobs? Bored. He felt bored. He was bored as an accountant. He was bored as a taxi driver. He decided to change his identity. He decided to change his global beliefs. What were his negative global beliefs? Remember? Well, number one was, I'm boring. I'm a boring person. And number two, I'm a weak person. I'm weak. Those were his two negative limiting global beliefs. He decided to change them. What were his new empowering global beliefs? Well, number one, I'm strong and tough. He decided on a new belief. New belief number one, I'm strong and I'm tough. Every day he said this, I'm strong and I'm tough, I'm strong and I'm tough. Every day he remembered references from his past when he was strong and tough. He had another empowering global belief. He said, I'm exciting. I'm exciting. I'm an exciting person. He thought about references from his past every time in his past when he was exciting. What kind of beliefs were these? Ooh, empowering. These were empowering beliefs. Strong beliefs. Positive beliefs, empowering beliefs. Whose empowering beliefs were these? These were Ken's empowering beliefs. His new empowering beliefs. So every day, he made his empowering beliefs stronger and stronger. Soon he had a new identity. A strong, exciting identity. He decided to get a new job. Ken decided to become a vampire killer. What's a vampire? A vampire is a monster, like Dracula. A vampire sucks blood from people. A vampire kills people. A big monster. Ken decided, I will kill vampires. That's an exciting job. Much better than accountant. Which was more exciting? Vampire killing or accounting? Well, of course, vampire killing. Vampire killing was a much more exciting job than accounting. Did Ken like to kill vampires? Oh, yes, he did. He loved killing vampires. It was exciting and fun. Every day, Ken fought and killed vampires. Was vampire killing boring to Ken? No, it wasn't boring to Ken. How was it? It was exciting. Vampire killing was exciting to Ken. He loved it. It was so exciting. Did Ken enjoy vampire killing? Of course he did. He loved vampire killing. Did Ken have a new identity? Yes, he did. He had a new identity. He said, I'm strong, I'm tough, I'm exciting, and I'm a vampire killer. Ken loved his new job, and Ken loved his new identity. Okay, that is the end of the mini story for identity. As always, listen, listen, listen deeply. Remember to use those different distinctions. Remember those? Listen for understanding for a while, for a few days. Then try to be fast when you respond, when you answer. Then listen very carefully for pronunciation. And finally, imitate me, my voice, my emotion, everything. So you can do that for 1 or 2 weeks at least, possibly longer, with each lesson. Then you'll learn very, very deeply. That's the power of the mini stories. One time listening to them is nothing. It won't help you so much. But if you use that system, I promise you, it will help a lot. You will learn so much English grammar intuitively and naturally. And one day you'll start speaking and you'll use correct grammar without thinking at all. But you have to follow that system. So please follow the system correctly. Okay, I will see you next time. Bye-bye.